Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down with Craig Campbell. Craig was getting set to play the Grand Ole Opry. We would obviously share some Opry memories. We'd also talk about his new coffee shop, Grindstone Cowboy, and about being a councilman. A lot of interesting stuff with our friend Craig Campbell. Hope you enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
It is a fine Tuesday morning as we are heading through the day. Happy that you're along for the ride, everybody. It's Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM and Circle Television. Just walked in the door. It's Craig Campbell.
It's me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We gave him some of our coffee.
We did, yes.
Which is not, I really had some trepidation about giving you our Keurig coffee back here because you got
Oh, this did come out of a Keurig?
It came out of a Keurig.
It's delicious.
You've got your own place now.
We do.
In your own coffee.
Yeah, we just celebrated a year.
Yeah.
You know, if you'd asked me 5 years ago, hey, well, you know, do you see yourself ever being a coffee shop owner? I'd have been like, I don't know. I don't think so. But just long story short, we had this idea and opening a coffee shop. I had the name already. And
share it with everybody. Grindstone.
Grindstone Cowboy.
Perfect.
So it just happened. You know, I could tell you the whole story. There's a lot of God things that lined up, and we've been open, just celebrated a year, and it's doing really well.
You played the grand opening, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, we played the grand opening, yeah. And we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary. So I played the one. Yeah. The cool thing about owning your own venue is you can play it anytime you want.
Yeah, that's kind of great. Yeah. That's kind of great.
But what a chance to actually, you know, work on a new song and go play it people. I mean,
for
it's like instant reaction.
Yeah, you know? It's a great spot. And we're proud of it, and it seems to be catching on. A lot of people, we get a lot of repeat customers, but we also get a lot of out-of-towners that have heard about it, so just had to come see it. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat.
Well, you've got that. Yeah. You're also now a city councilman.
Yeah.
I should have introduced you as councilman.
Councilman.
Craig Campbell. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Let's go ahead and get it right next time.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, we need a stoplight right in front of my business and some free parking on the street.
Well,
work on that.
Well, I was going to say, we have one stoplight already in Eagleville, and it is at my business.
So it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I see how that happened. So how big is Eagleville?
Eagleville, I think, population floats around that 800 mark. I think it might be a little more than that. It's growing.
Okay.
So it's a small town, me and my wife have lived there for going on 18 years, and we love it. Eagleville's home now. It's where our babies were born. It's where they've went to school this whole time, and now I just felt like having a business downtown was important to kind of being on the front lines of the development of Eagleville. Anything that would affect Grindstone, I wanted to be a part of it. So that's the main reason I won. I ran for city council, it's been fun for the past few months.
So few months in, is politics everything you thought it was going to be?
It's boring. Super boring.
Really?
At least the Eagleville city council meetings are kind of, you know, not much going on, but so. There's a lot of learning curve for me. I don't know anything. I just the other day had to Google what a quorum was.
Oh, okay. And what is it?
It's when they have enough people there to make decisions.
You have a quorum. You have to have a certain number.
Yeah.
Usually a percentage, right?
Yeah. Have to have a certain number of members present to vote on anything, and they were saying it. And I was like, what is, I think I knew what it meant, but I had to Google it, you know, but I'm learning.
I think I know what that is. Well, the great thing is you've got your own business. You're also a city councilman, but you're also doing music, and that's what we love so much. You're going to be playing tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. I get to bring you out. Salute to the troops.
Yeah. It's Opry's a special place, and I've been blessed to play it many times, and every time is just as special as the last, and tonight's going to be extra special just for the troops and the veterans and everybody involved and creative vets, and it's just tonight's going to be great.
Tell us about the new album. This is the Lost Files Exhibit A.
So the Lost Files Exhibit A is part one of a double album. The Exhibit B comes out in August.
Okay.
But it's just a collection of songs that I've had. You know, I've had a couple of record deals over the past 10 years and recorded a bunch of music that never came out. And fortunately, when those record deals went away, I was able to keep all that music. So I just felt like it didn't make any sense for those songs to be living on hard drives. So I finished them, mastered them, and put them together as a project. And that's what we're doing. We're putting the music out, letting them live, letting them do their thing.
How gratifying was it to go back and breathe new life into these songs that have just been waiting on you?
It was great. You know, because, I mean, we recorded those songs for a reason. I loved them enough to record them. So I just literally there were some songs in there that were recorded 10 years ago. So basically what we did was just bring them up to date, and I'm excited. I love Exhibit A. There's some great songs on there. There's a duet with my wife on there that we the first time we've done music together commercially. And then Exhibit B is going to be incredible as well.
Okay, God and the Ground She Walked On. So tell me about this song.
So I heard that song probably 20 or so years ago. I was on Lower Broadway, and there was a guy singing it, and I grabbed the CD that he was selling, and I plugged it in on the way home, and it just got me. And I loved it, and I started doing it live, and was able to record it back when I was at Bigger Picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then they closed, so that record never came out. But it's just one of those songs that stood the test of time. I love it just as much now as I did way back then. And people ask, you know, if you could pick one song to play off of that record, which one would it be? And it'd probably be this one.
All right. We're going to do it right now.
Yeah.
This is God and the Ground She Walked On. It is Craig Campbell. So happy to have him in studio. He's going to play one for us live after the break as well. But you're listening to this one right now on WSM.
He wears the same suit every Sunday. She's not there to straighten his tie. He'll be back in the fields come Monday.
We are hanging out this morning, guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening wherever you are around the world. Councilman Craig Campbell is with us. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It works.
Councilman from Eagleville, Tennessee. Also extraordinary human. Dad to two girls. We were just talking about wrapping up school year, and yours are one's finished, one's almost finished with
Presley,
school year.
You know, they let them, they take their tests and they let them go ahead and check out. And then Kenny Rose is she's essentially just showing up to get an attendance. That's about it.
Yeah.
But tomorrow's officially the last day. But yeah, we're getting it all wrapped up.
What do you guys do in the summer? What's fun family time for the Campbells?
Well, we do travel a lot. Like this weekend, actually, we're going up to Lake Cumberland for a few days.
Nice.
We'll for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And then summertime, we usually go down to Florida for 4th of July to do some scalloping. And then just odd and end stuff. I got a gig out in Santa Cruz that I'm taking the family with me. Going to go ahead and make it a vacation.
That's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Beautiful beach.
So it's, you know, we do a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So do they think Dad's cool yet? I'm just wondering, as a mom of a 13-year-old, you know.
Well, they did. Yeah, they still think I'm all right, you know. but they, for the longest time, they thought everybody's daddy was a singer.
Wow. Okay.
It wasn't anything special.
It's normal. That's true. Yeah.
I do remember Reese when mm-hmm. I was still on television. She asked another little girl in preschool, "What channel is your dad on?"
Yeah. You know, or
oh, that's funny.
Right.
What channel is your dad on?
Shocked. She just thought everybody's parents had their own channel.
Totally shocked that not everybody's dad had a tour bus.
Wow. Isn't that funny? Yeah. That's hilarious.
So my little guy is 10, and like the only time he's ever been impressed by anything I've done is when I worked the Opry one night with Billy Ray Cyrus. and I showed him the video, and he goes, "Daddy, you know the Old Town Road, man?" And I'm like, "Thank you. Yes, I do."
There it is.
I will say the girls are... I could see the twinkle in their eye, the little smile when somebody walks up that recognizes me randomly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they want to take photos. To me, I think that makes them proud.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That is
Otherwise,
very sweet.
It's like, Dad, it's just, he just, yeah.
Have they? They've come to the Opry with you. I mean, we were talking about this. You've played over 80 times already at the Opry, so they've been to the
Opry. They've been.
And did they dig it?
They haven't been in a while. It's usually, you know, the Opry, it's special to me, but it's quick.
Yeah,
you
know,
you get in, you do your songs, and you can stay or you can leave. And normally, when you got girls with you, they're not they don't love it as much as we do.
Right.
So they're ready to go.
Absolutely. Well, tonight, if you want to bring them, here's who's on the bill. We got Rhonda Vincent there, Craig Campbell, that's you, John Conley. Jason Crabb's going to be there. Oak Ridge Boys are going to be there. Warren Treaty and Low Cash. And I will be there bringing y'all out. I will introduce you as councilman if you want me to
from the
podium. Will that be the first time you would be introduced as councilman, Craig Campbell?
At the Opry. Yeah, 100%.
Cool. I'm going to claim that. So that's going to happen.
I do think, though, the last time I played the Opry, Jason Crabb played the Opry.
He did. Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Campbell and Crabb, maybe? Mm-hmm. We're working on
something. I would love that.
Okay.
You know, I told him that last time. I said, let's get together and write some songs. And he's like, yeah. And he never hit me back.
That's all right. Well, you'll see him tonight, so you can make him feel guilty about that. Yeah. It's all going down tonight on the Grand Ole Opry. So if you don't have tickets, you can always listen on WSM. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank
it's
y'all for
so
having
good
me.
To seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
I love having you here. Councilman Craig Campbell hanging out with us. Again, let everybody know the Lost Files Exhibit A is out now. That's CraigCampbell.tv. That's where you can find him. We'll be back after this.
On that sawdust floor, sounds like a plan, don't it? I'm thinking we could put a hurting on it.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.